welcome to this episode of And So It Flows. I'm your host, Nicole Crocky, Chief Editor of Plumbing and Mechanical and PM Engineer Magazines. Today's topic of discussion is drain cleaning and inspection, and we're joined today by Omar Harris, a plumber at Harris Maintenance working for Broward County in Florida, but you may know him better by his Instagram handle, Omar the Plumber. Omar, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
So first of all, can you share a little bit about your background with our listeners? How did you get your start in the industry and what made you want to become a plumber?
Okay. How I got my start in the industry, I was working retail for a company named Lowe's, and I was looking to move up like anyone else wants to do, but seen a lot of my friends that were with Lowe's for like maybe 15 to 10 years, and then basically they started firing them for any little thing. So I said, you know what, I need a job security with a growing family. So I met one of my friends named Comrade. He told me a little bit about plumbing, started getting into it, started liking it, started doing a little bit of side work with him outside of his typical job, then joined the union where he was at. And then that's how I got started. That was in around 2000, I think 14 and 15.
Okay. So what made you want to specialize in drain cleaning specifically?
Normally when you are an apprentice, that's the first thing they really, because I started off 1 year or 2 years of construction on building high rises, learning roughs and all that stuff. And then once I was able to jump into service, the first thing they want you to know is, because it's a little different story when you're in a high rise and you're putting in a water heater or a boiler, that it's new. But when it comes to service, it's a little bit more technical. So normally for like a third year, they want to have you doing cable cleaning. That's what we call it, drain cleaning. So that's like the easiest. Give him a cable, give him a machine, tell him where the clean out is. You learn all of that stuff. And then you're able to still bring the company in money and they don't have to kind of monitor you that much, because at the first, when you go into it, you don't think it's that technical until you start understanding, you know, if you have a stoppage, the person has to clean it outside instead of you going inside of their house, removing a toilet and going through the closet bin. Did you check the clean out outside? So little mistakes you do when you're young, and as you get more and more into it, then you start to know that drain cleaning is just not for people that don't know what they're doing. You have to have a brain to do drain cleaning, especially running camera systems and knowing your bends and turns, knowing that drainage does not have 90s. A lot of people will say, I'm going through a 90 when you have closet, you know, you have bends, eighth bend, quarter bend, 22s, and knowing different fittings and when you're doing a camera inspection and knowing what you're navigating through and stuff like that. So okay. it gets technical. So that's when I started falling in love with drain keep cleaning. Cause I do a lot of drain cleaning more than plumbing.
Okay. Now you're located in Florida. Is there a need for these type of drain cleaning services and inspection services in your area? What's that like?
Most definitely. It's always needed. I think everywhere. People are taking poops every day, stuff are being flushed on the toilets, tampons, you know, other objects from kids. So it's always needed. So definitely in my area, I feel everywhere in Florida, everywhere in the world actually, but most definitely needed in here, down here.
What about the age of the piping systems and everything? Does that come into play at all?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Especially if you're dealing down in my area, Florida, and further up north is a little bit different, but deal with a lot of cast iron. So you have a lot of descaling issues. The cast iron after a certain like 25 years, it starts to get compromised and stuff like that. So that's when you have to be smart. You go to a customer's house and then, you know, you're trying to remove the stoppage. You finally remove it. You go ahead and you run a camera system. You notice that they have a lot of descaling in the line. First thing the customer tells you, hey, my neighbor had his line jetted. But if the cast iron is too old and you jet the line, you could put a hole in the cast iron pipe, even though that's not your fault. But you still have to let your customer know and be smart enough. That's when the knowledge comes in. Hey, if I do try to descale this or try to jet it, I could possibly damage the pipe even more. Now we're going to have to go for a replacement. So I would say skip that descaling and jetting right now, and thus let's talk about replacing or relining. I don't do the relining of cast iron, but other companies do in my area. You know, I kind of just don't believe in it a little bit, but you know, my, that's a whole different story for a different day. But that's when the knowledge comes in and letting your customer know that you can make it, it could go from bad to worse if from what I do.
Okay. Now, do you do any of the replacement work on your end?
Yeah, to a certain degree. If it's on going underneath the house, definitely massive repipes for drainage, definitely. Now, when it comes to a lot of people now are trying to do the whole, you know, I want to, you know, reline my pipe and all that stuff. That's the whole thing now. That's big. You know, you don't have to break your floor. I think they have to probably have maybe two or three entry points in your house, but you don't have to break the concrete. People are going to go with it, you know. That's just not something I do. But definitely doing, removing old cast iron, putting in PVC, do that a lot.
Okay. Now, tell us about your typical day, like with your current role. What does that look like for you?
Typical day, waking up. Normally, I'll probably get calls from the day before, so I know what I have lined up. Normally, they're just stoppage, septic tank issues and stuff like that. I mean, we do get a couple of water heater calls and stuff like that, but dominantly is drain cleaning. Wake up, take my kids to school, get my work truck. I'm out and go to my first call. That's pretty much, other than starting by a Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, but I love their refreshers, the dragon fruit. Dragon fruit refresher with lemonade. So that's what it kicks it off, and then jump right into it.
Okay. Now, do you spend more of your time on the residential or commercial side of the market?
Both. But majority of the time, it's more commercial. Restaurants, you know, condos and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you think is the most difficult part of the job, and how do you manage that?
The most difficult part of the job to me is, I say, explaining to the customer why they're paying this invoice. That's the most important. Explaining your steps, keeping them, I guess, just keeping them informed. Because sometimes you could go to a job. I know when I really started, like a couple of years ago, I had an issue with I'll just keep on going and not informing my customer every step of the way. This is the price now. The price has changed. I'm going this further into the job and we have another hiccup. You don't let the customer know. Next thing you know, if you told them it's going to be, you know, $569 to remove a stoppage and you went up to $900, I lost track of time doing the work. I did all of this and removed their problem, but they don't have that type of money, or they just don't want to pay it because I told them $569. That's the most difficult part, knowing when to stop and say, hey, this is a stopping point, but this is what else we need to do. If they don't have it, or whatever the case may be, collect my payment. That's the most important thing. I think none of us are out here to work for free, but it's very hard to, that's the most difficult part, keeping your customers informed. Once I learned that, it started becoming easy for me. But that was the most difficult part. It wasn't the work. It was us keeping the customers informed. And of course, once you do that, you're able to collect your days, your pay for that job.
Yeah, I get your point of view where you're trying to just do the job, get it done, complete it. And now you're having to get in the mindset where, okay, we got to stop and update the customer.
Yes, that was an issue I had with just work, 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 work. Hey, you're good, but this is the price point, you know. But, you know, what's I realized in between, if you're letting the customer know, walking them, talking to them, and that's when the camera inspections are important. Because I could say, hey, you're back pitched here. You see, your pipe is holding water. Now you see that you have no water. This is a problem issue, you know. And then they start to understand, okay, well, I don't have the money to fix that. Well, you're going to still have stoppages, but it, you know, instead of me charging you, you know, this amount, I'll understand your issue. I'll charge you this amount. Then you come to an agreement and then you're good. But when you don't tell a customer, that's when it becomes difficult, because then you do all that work and you're not going to get what you believe you earn or what you truly earn yourself, because a customer doesn't believe it.
Okay. Now, I know you're really active on Instagram. I already mentioned your handle. Why do you decide to share, you know, your jobs and the work that you do on social media? What got you started there?
What got me started sharing a lot. When I started into plumbing, I started watching, I don't know if you know Eric, who's Mechanical Hub, was a good friend of mine. I started watching him on YouTube just to learn different things. And then a couple of things he was doing, like boilers every day, which I don't do a lot in Florida. But when he was doing like drain cleaning and water heaters, I started watching him a lot. And I started learning a lot from Instagram. That's why I truly got an Instagram, was to learn, you know, Eric, John Thompson, you know, George the Plumber. And I started watching. And then I said, okay, you know what? I feel confident enough if I put my work up, and I could probably get answers if I need any help in the field. And that's exactly what I truly did it for. And then today kind of took off, and it's still the same. You know, I still like to post my work. I love plumbing. I love what I'm doing, and I like to show my craft. And I also like to watch and see new people coming out with stuff. And you learn new things every day. I see guys do things differently. And I'm like, okay, like I seen iPlummet do something with a hose. So I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. Now I know I could go ahead and put that into my pot of tricks I could do when I'm out in the field.
Yeah, social media is great to like get that networking experience. And it's really cool that you're able to interact with other plumbers in the field and get ideas or get technical support. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, there's so many smart guys out there that's on Instagram and on YouTube that really, when you reach out to them, that, you know, like Blob, the Plumlorian, you reach out to them and they reach back and say, hey, oh, I seen you doing this. Let's do it this way. It's going to be a lot easier for you. Even though I've only been in the field, in the plumbing industry for 8 years, but these are guys they're like second generation, third generation plumbers. They've been doing it since they were 15. Mm-hmm. So you'll be a fool not to listen to them, because, you know, I'm a journeyman. They're masters. And when they can teach you and you can learn and you are okay to constructive criticism, you're going to get 10 times better. Anyone could teach anyone, of course, if it's the right thing. But, you know, Instagram, YouTube, I think social media in general helps everyone. And it also drives sales. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you how many people reach out to me through a DM and say, hey, I see you do a water heater. I see you do this for a septic tank. I see you're on top of roof doing a camera inspection. How much do you charge? And then it goes from there. And then I'm like, oh, I charge this. Okay, call this number and let's make set you up for an appointment and I'll come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite drain cleaning and inspection products and why?
Oh, wow. I got a mixture of both. I don't have like a set company that I like one specific I work with. Everyone has their own little niche. I do a couple of different things for inspections. The Milwaukee Pipeline Inspection System. That's a great camera system. The Rigid M40, that's a great camera system. They have the self-leveling. So when you're in the pipe, you could kind of show your customer in the recording, like, hey, where your downgrade is, where you're pitching. That's good also. The Milwaukee Trap Snake augers for the urinal and the toilet. The Milwaukee M18 sectional, which is battery powered, which is awesome. I do a lot of places in pipe, a lot of areas in pipe chase where I got to clean cast iron and there's no power. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect for that. And then the Rigid 5208, powerful machine, especially for on top of the roof, floor, if you're going into a basement. So those are my top machines that I use a lot. The Milwaukee M18 also, Drain Snake is pretty good also, that I use for going through fixture drains underneath the kitchen sink and going through tubs and shower drains.
Now, with your truck and everything, are all these products stocked on the truck at all times, or do you kind of manage it depending on what your day is going to look like and what you think you're going to need?
I know what I need for being in Florida in my area, so they're always stocked in my truck for when I do need them. You know, like I just finished getting the Milwaukee Speed Snake, which is like a descaling machine. I'm adding that on the truck because I do have a lot of descaling jobs and I never really, really take them a lot when it's the customer calls me specifically for descaling because I really didn't have a machine for that. Now I have that machine and it's like, okay, now I could go ahead and throw that on the truck and that'll be something I carry on me every day. So you don't have to keep on coming back and forth to the shop or going home to grab something or something to that nature. It's already on in your van.
Okay. What product features do you really want to see on your drain cleaning and inspection products? Like, what are most important for your job?
What do you mean by product features? Like,
just maybe ergonomics, like, you know, I know some of them, the snakes have like the protective hosing to, like, you know, keep the job sites cleaner. Like what type of those functions really benefit you as a plumber in the field?
I would have said the same thing that you're about to say. Mm-hmm. Your hose to keep, especially when you have a sectional machine, the hoses that go ahead and keep the cable inside and wrapped up clean, so you're not having to remove the stoppage from a customer's home. They're happy that you fix a problem, but did you leave their home dirty? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think, I don't know if that's what you're asking me. I think that's great. That's one of the most important things. I think we need to have some kind of better cleaning system, like a more of a, to make the job easier. I don't know, some type of form of blanket. I know we all put down drop cloths, but sometimes when you have a machine and you're running it, whether it's a drum or a sectional, sometimes it kind of rocks mm-hmm. and it's hitting the customer's tile. You know what I mean? Sometimes I wish we had something that is like a blanket or something a little bit thick that could absorb, even though some machines, like a lot of machines, have their rubber coating at the back on the legs to keep from damaging, but it still does rock. But like you said, the pipe, the hoses for the pipe when you're running a sectional is very important.
Okay. How do you think the drain cleaning market has changed since the COVID-19 pandemic? Have you been seeing more calls?
Believe it or not, I've been seeing more calls. I know a lot of people will tell you that, oh, during COVID, they couldn't find work. And I guess if they're not an essential worker, but let's face it, I don't want to get political, but a lot of people just don't want to work. You know, it was hard to find people to work, to help you or to dig. Nope, everybody wanted to stay home. But business during COVID was like, I think it's going to probably be my best year starting off. I don't know why that is. A lot of buildings should have been empty, but a lot of companies were playing for their maintenance because they were empty, waiting for the COVID thing to pass, and we're doing a lot of projects that they couldn't do before because they're always occupied. And the downtime was, hey, we want to replace this heater, but they never had any downtime. Doing that nights, they didn't want to pay the overnight rate to remove the heater because they didn't want to lose business or pay me that extra for working overnight. Now, when COVID happened, they're like, hey, you know what? We don't have a lot of customers now, and we're just going ahead and doing mobile orders and, you know, delivering. You could go ahead and come to the, you know, to the restaurant and do it during the day. So I think business is good for me, and for my peers, it was good for them also. And I think for nurses, essential workers, anyone like that, and plumbers, HVAC, electricians, I think everybody across the line, whether it was overtime or get more money from your customers and stuff like that, performing work, I panned out pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's so great.
Yeah.
So where do you see this market heading over the next few years? Do you anticipate any kind of decline in services, or do you think that you'll continue to see an increased demand?
Oh, never a decline. I only seen a decline when it came to new construction in 2009 when the market collapsed. But drain cleaning and plumbing will always be necessary, especially drain cleaning. You know, drain cleaning is, I don't see it declining at all. You know, people are moving in our area in Florida every day and moving in different areas. So you're always going to have that overflow. And like I said, people always have to use the toilets, tampons, and diapers are going to be flushed down. There's always going to be some sanitary problem where you're going to need drain cleaning. So I definitely do not see that going away ever, except increasing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we had today. Omar, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No. Let's tell everybody, keep on working hard and keep it up. Keep on working hard. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.